The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, has warned that the situation in Gaza is deteriorating badly, in large part due to a lack of fuel in the territory. Philippe Lazzarini, UNRWA Commissioner General, said that the aid operation is on the verge of running out of fuel.
We will not be able to uphold our commitment to provide for the Palestinian people any longer. I do believe there is a deliberate attempt to strangle our operation and paralyze the UNRWA operation. For weeks on end, we have pleaded, and I have pleaded 3 weeks ago, I had a press conference already warning about the impact of the lack of fuel.
This week, Israel allowed one fuel truck to go into Gaza, the first in over a month. However, that fuel was only allowed in on the condition that the gas would be used exclusively to power UN aid trucks and nothing else. Lazzarini said that other vital infrastructure needs fueling.
For example, the desalination water station, for example, the sewage pumping system, or for the bakeries. And as from yesterday, 70% of the population in the south has no access anymore to clean water. And as of today, we have raw sewage starting to flow in the streets.
The Israeli government has defended blocking fuel deliveries during its campaign, saying it is concerned that Hamas could steal fuel and use it for military purposes. But Lazzarini dismissed the implication that UNRWA's aid has been co-opted by Hamas.
UNRWA does not let aid be diverted. First of all, we are an agency who directly implements its program. We do not have any intermediary. Secondly, whenever we work with suppliers, they are systematically checked against a sanction list. Thirdly, we also, all our staff on a yearly basis, the name are communicated to the host country. In reality, we are certainly one of the most scrutinized organizations.
Meanwhile, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, urged all nations to help find a path out of the horror unfolding in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank.
The people of Gaza, who for years have been profoundly impoverished behind barbed wire fences, are enduring bombardment by the Israeli security forces of an intensity rarely experienced in this century. Apparent that on both sides, some view the killing of civilians as either acceptable collateral damage or a deliberate and useful weapon of war. This is a humanitarian and human rights crisis.
The UN Security Council approved a resolution calling for, quote, urgent and extended humanitarian pauses and corridors throughout the Gaza Strip. The resolution was the first to pass after four failed attempts to respond to the Israel-Hamas war. The vote was 12-0, with the United States, United Kingdom, and Russia abstaining. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.